Zechariah 4 and 6. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." What demotivates you from serving God? Part 7, Burnout. The website Pastor Burnout Statistics notes that members of clergy now suffer at higher rates than most Americans with obesity, hypertension, and depression. Among the many statistics mentioned on the website, these resonate with the theme of this posting. 45% of pastors say that they've experienced depression or burnout to the extent that they need it to take a leave of absence from ministry. 75% report severe stress causing anguish, worry, bewilderment, anger, depression, fear, and alienation. 80% believe that pastoral ministry affects their families negatively. 1,500 pastors leave their ministries each month due to burnout, conflict, or moral failure. Based on these statistics, burnout is a much larger issue than I imagined. In fact, it appears that ministry workers exercising their love for God can burn out if they are not properly rested, nourished, and nurtured. As a result, we lose many well-trained and equipped saints who are now doing something else with their giftedness. How do we avoid this? What can we do? Pastors and dedicated ministry workers are called to help people discover Christ, learn to share Christ with others, mature in Christ, and to remind us of our accountability to Christ. However, in our consumer-driven world, church sanctuaries have begun to look like large theaters, complete with theater-style seating in some cases. Subsequently, some congregations desire more theatrics and soothing sermons and less cultivating, confronting, and challenging of their faith from the pulpit. This disconnect, along with fewer volunteers, leads to pastors and ministry leaders attempting to bridge the gap by themselves. The combination of these factors lead to burnout. Burnout is a state of emotional and physical exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs gradually over time. It begins with a stress response. The stress manifests itself as feeling overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. As the stress continues, a compensation response kicks in where attempts are made to adapt and sacrifice core lifestyle principles in favor of meeting expectations. Unfortunately, if the compensation response fails, exhaustion is the last phase. In this phase, we might finally admit that something is wrong because emotional and physical changes become apparent. Allow me to pause here to ensure that we distinguish burnout from stress. Burnout is a result of unrelenting stress. It is not the same as too much stress. The helpguide.org site dedicated to helping with mental, emotional, and social health notes that if excessive stress is like drowning in responsibilities, burnout is being all dried up. And while you're usually aware of being under a lot of stress, you don't always notice burnout when it happens. We can also manage stress by finding a yoke fellow to help us to monitor our emotional, physical, and spiritual stamina and symptoms. A yoke fellow is someone who is a close friend and confidant. They should be Christ-centered and ideally serve in a similar role. They can be the mirror that can help prevent the spiritual blindness that precedes burnout. God has a plan, and God's work must be done. I get that. But God is also a God of order. Thus, I believe that He does not want us to burn out, but allows it to happen. When it does happen, what if it is a blessing in disguise? What if burnout causes us to stop and really tune in to what God wanted in the first place? Let's explore that possibility and how to overcome burnout in our next posting. Questions. 1. Discover. Are you stressed or easily stressed when doing God's will? Can you identify the cause or reason? B. Examining the first three phases of burnout, are you in phase one, stress, or phase two, compensation, or phase three, exhaustion? Two, develop. A, what safeguards do you have in place to prevent too much stress? Do you limit the number or types of responsibility you accept? Do you consider all of your commitments before you say yes? How do you react when you are under stress? Does your Christ-likeness go down a notch or two? Three, demonstrate. Does your life represent someone who has balanced their Christian life and their personal life? How do you reach that balance? B, if you are not burned out, hug a pastor or a ministry leader that is always on the go. If you can, give them a gift card to take them or their family out to dinner. Throw a lifeline by reminding them to rest and relax. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.